Okay, let's get started with Menachas Daf Tezayin, as we are in Hakometz Zuta. As we mentioned, this couple of Daf Perek, second Perek of Menachas, Yud Gimel to Yud Zayin, and then we'll get into the 20-blot Perek of Hakometz Rabbah, Be'ez Hashem, starting tomorrow when we go from the second to the third Perek. So we are on Tesvav and Mebeis. Let's start with the Mishnah. Hazevach Mefagel. So we're talking about the issues of Pigel, as we started at the end of the first Perek. And today we talk about, as yesterday, where there are different parts of a process. Different parts of a karban. How do we look at the different parts of the karban with each other? Are they two halves? Is one ikker and one tafel? And how do they affect each other regarding pigel? And the Gemara will compare this a little bit to how are they affected regarding tumah? How are they affected regarding other areas of halacha? But we start off with the nesachim. Says the Mishnah, Hazevach mefagel es nesachim ishikitshu bekli. We know nesachim are wine libations that are brought along with the ola and the shlamim. So a zevach, the zevach is mefagel the nesachim, meaning, as we will see, if the karban becomes pigol, so then the nesachim are nigrar acharav mishikitshu bekli. Once the nesachim are placed into a kli, so then they have kedushas haguf, then they are considered part of the karban, and therefore, if the karban is pigel, so then the nesachim become pigel. So, what does that mean? L'mayin nafka mina. So Rashi explains, if I drink the wine, right, usually pigel, you think if I eat something, some of the karban, so then I'm chayv, a person's chayv kares. So here too, the nesachim becoming pigel means, Rashi maybe mentions it because it's not so, common. Shahashose mehem chayv kares. If somebody drinks from the nesachim when it's chayv kares, be shah pigel. Should be shakitshu bekli shuv ein lahem pidyon. From the time that they put in the kli shareis, there is no longer redemption possible for them. Ukedusha san kedusha, and their kedusha is full, and therefore they become part of the carbon, so to speak. And therefore, Rabbi Meir holds that if the zevach becomes pigol, so then the nesachim also become pigol. Hanesachim einem mefaglim es hazevach. But the opposite, if the nesachim become pigol, if somebody has a thought about the nesachim of being pouring the nesachim la'achar zman, or maktir the flour, so then the karban does not become pickle. The karban is not nigrar after the nesachim. The tafel is nigrar after the ikker. The ikker is not pulled after the tafel. Ketzad, so the Mishnah explains. Hashokhar is azevach la'echo mimenu l'machar. Somebody checks the karban to eat from it. Tomorrow, the next day, la'achar zmano, hu unesachav mifugalim. It and its nesachim are pigel. Lahakriv nesachav lamachar. But if somebody has in mind to be makriv the nesachim lamachar lachar zmanu, hanesachim mifugalim vahazevach eno mifugal. Right? So the tafel is only pulled after the ikker, but not the opposite. When I think about doing the nesachim lachar zman, there is a question the Mikdash David discusses. How much does one have to think about when one is going to pour lachar zman? All the nesachim? Or just a revius of the nesachim, just a kezayis of the nesachim? That's the question that Mikdash David deals with in Simen Zayin. Yeshlach kor im chishev lenasech pachos migimalugin chutz lezmano. Somebody thinks about being menasech less than the amount that's needed for the full nesachim. Lu Rabbi Meir da'amar hazevach b'faglas on nesachim. According to Rabbi Meir. Right, because it's not a nisuch. Exact parallel. The mitzvah and the avera. Do you say that? Or no, you don't have to think pigol to do exactly what you should have done. Right, it's not like, let's compare it. It's not like shchut echutz, where some say shchut echutz is only if it would have been significant inside, then outside too. But maybe here, no. All you need is an achilas mizbeach. And therefore, you might not need three lugin. V'kivan achilas mizbeach b'kizayis, harichishev laha achila mizbeach, chutz lezmano, v'lo ichpat lan bazed, v'pachas b'gibo lugin, inor chashev nisuch, le'inyin chutz vizaris v'chadome. Right, so he has that question, how much? The Gemara never explicates how much, what amount of lugin does one have to think about. That's the question of the Mikdash David, and he goes and tries to bring Raya's Lakan Ulakan. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Nischei Behema Chayavan Alei Mishum Pigol, the Nesachim of a Behema, as we just mentioned, Ol and Shlamim, the Nisachim Rachaim Mishim Pigol Mebnei Shedam Azevach Matirin Li Karev. Because, as we know, what's the rule? Pigol needs a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Right? That phrase means different things in different contexts. Here, it means that something else has to be matir for me to do this avoda. So the Nisachim, the wine libations, become mutter once this Zrikas Hadam is done. So that's why the Nisachim are considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin in the world of Pigol. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Amru lo Rabbi Meir, the Chacham said to Rabbi Meir, no. Vahalo, is that really, does that have a matir? Adam mevi zivcho hayom and Nisachav mikan va'alam and yud yom. What do you mean? The Nisachim can be brought in a week from now. Right? So what do you mean that it's becomes mutter with the carbon? It can be brought in a week from now. Amar lahan. You're right, Rabbi Meir says. My shita about pigul of an asachim is only when he brought it together. You're right, you could bring it in a week from now, and then it wouldn't be nigrar after the carbon. But if you happen to bring it with the carbon, no, they said that, no, there's no pigul, because you're allowed to change. Let's say I have an asachim, I was going to bring it with one carbon, and then I decide I'm going to bring it with another carbon. You're allowed to do that. So one sees it's not nikva. The asachim is not nikva with a specific carbon, so therefore it's not going to be nigra after that carbon for hilchos pigel. So that is the rabachlokas, rabbanan, and Rabbi Meir, whether there is pigel by the Nisachim of a carbon. This line, whenever it comes up, we mention the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, that a person can bring the Nisachim not daka with the day of. Let's say somebody doesn't have enough, doesn't have wine. So, Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos and Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Towards the end of Rosh Hashanah discusses this line in the context of Niskalkalu Levim Bashir. Remember the case of Rosh Hashanah. What did the Mishnah say there? Barishona. Lamed Abbeiz in Rosh Hashanah. Barishona Yibakal Ne'ez HaKadosh Kalayom. They used to be Bekabel Edus from people coming to tell me when they saw the moon for the month of Tishrei. All day. They accepted. Just like all other months. Pam achas nishtahu ha'edim ilavo. One time the edim came very late. Viniskalkalu ha'levim bashir. And the levim did something wrong. The Gemara discusses what exactly they did wrong. They messed up with the shear. They acted inappropriately. Niskalkalu with the shear. So because they something wrong with the shear, hiskinu, does that mean that they didn't sing at all, or does that mean they sung the wrong one? That's discussed by the Gemara. Hiskinu shalo yumakabim ela adamincha. Right, they said, no, there's a deadline. Until now, you accept Edim, but after that, no, bimbo Edim minichol lamala, noagin oso ayom kodesh, ulamachar kodesh. They held 2 days, right? Oso ayom, meaning that's the only time they would hold 2 days, not mishim suffik. Right, and that's where the sources and the roots of Rosh Hashanah being 2 days in Eretz Yisrael comes from. Right, and it wasn't mishim suffik. And then the Mishnah ends off, Mishachar, Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shimakal, and Netzach Chodesh, Kol Hayom. But after the Churban, where the issue of Niskakol, Levi and Bashir, wasn't Shayach anymore, so then they went back to be Makabal Edus, Kol Hayom. The Gemara basically discusses, if you're Makabal Edus, Kol Hayom, so then the 2 days should also not be Kol Hayom, because that's just a function of the Kabbalah's Edus up until a certain time. That's not our issue now. But either way, Tosas right there discusses, Umiyo Yesh L'Tamua. How is the Shir messed up? The shear goes with the nesachim, and the nesachim you could delay, and you don't have to bring the nesachim that day. Elsewhere, but Tosfos quotes our Gemara, Menachas Tesvav, to maybe Adam Zivcho Hayom and Ischo Mikan Va'arasar Yamim. Right, it's brought, it can be brought whenever. Ube Perak Beis, based Pasra Titzmura, Menchasav Niskehem Afilu Balayla, Menchasav Niskehem Afilu Machar. So, have the Levim sing the wrong or not sing the Shir, you could delay it. Vinir Ali, Tosfos says, Delachan Chila Yesh Lahavi Nisachim Emazavach. Lechachila, it should be brought with the zevach on the day. Why? The maybe balayla ein yachalom shira. The song is only sung the day during the day when you bring it. Right? As the Gemara says in Arachin, makapara bayom afshira bayom ula machar nami im mevia mi bayla nasam. If you don't bring the nesachim with the carbon, so there's even an ibaya there whether you do the sing the shira at all. Ibaya dehu nesachim and bamifnei atzman klomar shevi kavet zibur hayom, but nesachim lamachar tunin shira ain't tunin shira. Follow if showed. So therefore, Tosfos is not so simple that you could delay the Shira, you could delay the Nesachim, and it could be if you bring the Nesachim late, you're not going to do the Shira with that. V'adamar Meir Hasad, the Shir Ma'akev HaKarban, Hainu, B'Nesachim HaBoim Im HaZevach, Shekarvu B'Shashchit HaZevach. When might the Shir be Ma'akev the Karban when you brought the Nesachim with the Karban? De'in Kraven, Ela Bayom, V'Osa Tunin Shira, V'Yafilam Tipsalom Erdebab, V'Ne'atzva Tunin Shira, Mikomakom Tov Shiyaviyam Im HaZevach, K'desha Yomru A'achila V'Shtia. And he continues that that's what it's supposed to be brought, and that which it says a person can bring it in 10 days from now. Mashu de la chachilo yochol asos kain hani milu carbon yachid de ton shira de namem shira el al carbon sibur hakavu alahem zman kedimu hachasam ba'arachin. Stosis basically says it's a bidyeved. You try to bring it that day, you might lose the shira. In the places where there is Shira as a Karbat Sibur. The Mishnah Lamelach points out on the Rambam that the Rambam never mentioned such a Bidiyeved. The Rambam just quotes this halacha in Maisa Karbanis, in Perek Beis, halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam just quotes, V'lo anesachim aboyim im azevach, ela mevi adam karbanu hayom, v'nesachav acher asar hayamim, echa yachid ve'echa tzibur. That's the Rambam. The Mishnah Lamelach says, look at the Tosfos in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's what all he says. So he's being mayor that it seems to be a machlokas. Okay, so
if one that changes the mincha with time, could then one affect the shira?
If one changes the nesachim, that could affect. I mean, the shira goes with the nesachim. You don't do the shira until you're actually pouring the nesachim. So that's going to affect, you know, which what song you're going to be what they're going to be singing, depending on it goes by the karban. It only goes along with the shira. Weiter says the Gemara. Amar Rava, Ksava, Rabbi Meir, Hukvul b'shchita, Kalach meitoda. What would Meir answer back to the last statement that we just said that you can switch the karban? Meir would say, no, there is a time deadline that you can't switch it anymore. Right? Once there's shchita, so then it's hukva to this karban, and therefore it's part of the karban, and therefore it's nigrar with the pigol of the karban. It's ready hukva during the time of shchita, like the lach meitoda. Tanur Rabbanan, similar discussion. Lug Shem and Shal Mitzora, Chayav and Allah, Mishum Pigol. Remeir also says, the log of oil brought for the Mitzora, that's put onto the Bahonos of the Mitzora. As we discussed already, the lug is put along with the dam in the same spot. The log, you're Chayav Mishum Pigol. Mishum Shedam Asham Matiro Le Bahonos. Because there is a matir for it. The blood of the Asham, only once the dam of the Asham is put on the Bahonos, so then the oil can be put on the Bahonos. So, and we had a machlokas earlier, if you remember, do you actually need the dam to still be there? Does it have to be, is it not allowed to be there? Because maybe it's a chatzitza if it's there, maybe it has to be wiped off, maybe it has to be there. We have different shittos. So Reb Meir holds that log is also nigrar for pigol purposes with the karban. Did Reb Meir amru lo Reb Meir? They say to Reb Meir, no, ba'lo adam mevi asham hayom v'lugam mikamad yoyomim. Right, you don't have to bring it with the asham. It could be delayed. The log could be delayed. Amru lo afini lo amarti lo b'vayim asham. I agree. I'm only talking about the log of the oil that goes along with the asham, which itself is a chiddush. I might think that if I have to do something with the karban, it's not going to change halacha based on when I do it. You're right, you have flexibility to do it, not today, but that doesn't change the status that it's, whether it's part of the carbon or not. The chiddush of Rabbi Meir is that this is a different carbon. This is two parts, or it's more two independent ideas, right? If you bring the log in a week from now, then it's not really nigrar. If I bring it today, then it is nigrar. So I could, based on when I bring it, there's a different connection between the two. So Meir says, I only say it on the day if I bring it that day. Amalei, afshalosh nosal asham mitzora acher. But what do you mean? Can't you switch the oil to a different mitzora? So therefore, you see, it's not connected. Amarava, kasav Rabbi Meir, again, Rabbi Meir must hold hukfu b'shchita kalach meitod. It must be, there is a point of no return when you have to bring the oil with this specific asham mitzora, and therefore, it would be pigol by that point. The Rama Menichos Tumas Saras discusses the different mitzvos of a mitzora. Machlokas, we've shown him, how many mitzvos do we count in the Tara process? Here we're saying at least part of the Tara process has flexibility. You can bring the oil on the day of, you can bring the oil differently, which itself affects, if you think about it, affects what we mentioned earlier, and that is, does the dam still have to be there? Right? If you're bringing the karban asham today, the dam is going to be nifsal b'shkias achama. And then the oil is going to be in a week from now. So that's definitely going to, the oil, the blood is not going to be fresh anymore on the Bahonos of the Mitzorah. But the Rambam counts six mitzvahs asay regarding the Tumas Saras and two mitzvahs los asay. Tumas Saras, remember, is an ilchus sefer Tara right towards the beginning, because it also is a chumrah that other Tumas don't have. The Rambam starts off ilchus sefer Tara with Tumas Meis, which is the source of all Tumah. Right after that, Para Aduma, which is how you get rid of Tumas Meis. Those two go together, and then right after that is Tumas Saras. It's the next Chamur Tumah, because it is also Metame Ba'ohel, right? The other Tumas are not Metame Ba'ohel after Tumas Meis and Tumas Saras. Then the Rambam gets into the next Chamur. What's the next Chamur? Metame Mishkav and Moshav. Those are the ones that create Medris and Mishkav and Moshav. That Zav, Yoleth, Mitzorah. Well, the Mitzorah is already discussed. Metame Mishkav and Moshav. Not Mitzorah, that's the, including the Mechusri Kapara, but that's the next. And then we have Shara Vosat Tumah. And then Tumas Ochlin, Kalim, and Mikvaos. The Rambam comes puts in order different than Seder Taras in Mishnayos. The Rambam comes up with a whole new category, whole new categorization in Tara. But there he talks about the first mitzvah is Lahoros Pitzaras Adam Kidina Kazavatara to paskin to become a mitzvah. That's the first mitzvah saseh. Number two is. To make him, number one is to make him a mitzora. Number two is to that he, what behavior while he is a mitzora. Shehei amitzora mefursam bekriyas begadav upriyas arosh v'ataya al safam. That's number two. Number one is for the kohen to make him a mitzora. Number two is for him to act like a mitzora when he's a mitzora. Number three is taras a mitzora, right? To make him tahar. The Rambam's chiddush is that separately from taras a mitzora, he counts the haircut. Shehegaleach a mitzora as kol saro kishe yitar. Right, he cuts off all of his hair. There are different haircuts that the mitzvah does. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah. One mitzvah. The Rishon and the Minchas Chinuch discusses. Why does he only count one tiglachas? And he doesn't count the karbano separately. He doesn't count the oil separately. He just counts one of the haircuts separately. And then the other mitzvahs are Saras HaBegin and Saras HaBayis. That fills out the mitzvahs I say. And then the Isurim, I'm not cutting off, is him in Saras, right? Hisharim B'nekat Saras. We just had Lishmar Overlasos. And then the Rambam at the end of the Masoras talks a lot about Miriam and Lashon Hara a little bit, but he doesn't count that as a separate mitzvah in Tumas Saras. The Rambam talks about Lashon Hara and Hilchos Deos. That's where he talks about the Isser of Rechilus and the like. Okay, we can spend a lot more time on Masorah, but let's continue with other connected items within Karbanos. Says the Mishnah, Pigel Bekometz Velo Bilavona. So we know, now we're getting into related issues, not one part affecting the other part, but the sugi that's come up already, and that is where there are different parts of a matir. So what happens if I'm a fagel and only half the matir? That's a machlokes tanoim. Pigel bekometz v'lo b'lavona, if I think pigel during the burning of the kometz, but not during the burning of the lavona. Bilavona v'lo b'kometz. If I think during the haktara of one, the opposite, lavona, not the kometz, those are the two items we know that are burned on the mizbeach in order to allow the shirayim to be eaten by the kohen, by the kohanim, right? The mincha is zichre, is kachi kachim, can only be eaten by zichre kuhuna. So if I think pigel during half of the two actions, one of the two actions that are required to be matir, so Remeir Omer pigel v'chayven lav karis. Remeir says, yes, there's mefaglin b'chatzi matir. If I think pigel only during half, that's good enough. Acham omrim, ein bo karis as shiyafaga b'chol matir. Acham say, no, there's no karis unless I think pigel during the entire matir, and that is both the haktaras kometz and the haktaras lavona. The Sfasem points out, as we had 3 days ago, it might be possible, midrabanan, right, mishum gzeira, if I only do think about chatzi matir, but it's not going to be pigel, right? Because that's the Rabbanan Shita, mefagel b'chatzi matir. The pigel is about having an inappropriate matir, not just an inappropriate avoda, and therefore, says the it wouldn't be karis. That's the lashon he points out of ein bo karis. Ein bo karis doesn't mean it's mutter and kasher. So he says, even though it doesn't say b'feirish, the Sfasema says, halashon ein bo karis. Right, he says, he thinks that's the Isser Drabanan. He says, maybe it's even alluding to the fact that you might violate the Isser Daraisa of being Mechashi Bekanshim, even though you weren't fully successful in ruining the carbon on a Daraisa level. Ein Bokares might mean you did something on a Daraisa. The Isser Lefagel midachsiv kol davar ra, dibur ra, kamo shekaz of Rashi Parsha Shoftim, v'zeh shayach afilu b'chatzi matir. Vagam da hakaris hi ala achila, become akam kivadika lav by pigol, shayach ein bokaris. That's what he suggests. Maybe you'll violate this daraisa even though you weren't fully successful. That's the Sfas Emes. Umodim chacham l'Rabbi Meir, but the chacham do agree to Rabbi Meir if there is only one matir, b'minchas choti or b'minchas kinos, by the two carbon minchas that don't have komets brought with them, shimpiga b'komets, that don't have lavona brought with them, shimpiga b'komets, shu pigol, b'chayevan alav karis, so then it would be fully pigol, shakometsu amatir. Right, in a case where the only thing, right, you don't have the lavona and the shemen along with the flour, so there would be pigol, because that is pigol b'chol hamatir. Similarly, shachat echad min akvasim. All right, we're back to the kivsei atzeres, the two sheep that are brought on shvuas, along with the shtei halechem, the special breads that we count towards from the omer to the shtei halechem, and those breads, those kvasim, that all avode is matir, bringing chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, the omer is matir chadash bigvulin, and the shtei halechem is matir, the chadash in the mikdash. So if somebody shechs one of the kvasim, again, both of the kvasim are needed to matir, one of the kvasim lechol beis chalos l'machar, or hikter echam en abazichin, lahakter beis darm l'machar, or by the lechem apanim. Right, I have to burn the two spoonfuls of lavona. What if I only had in mind during one of the spoonfuls to eat the lechem apanim michutz lezmano lamachar remeir omer? In these cases, pigo v'chayavan alav kares. That's pigo. That's mefagel b'chatzi matir. And therefore, it is pigo. V'cham omrim ein bo kares eshivaga b'chol matir. No, v'cham say there's no kares unless you're mefagel in the entire matir, both of the kvasim and both of the bazichin, that's when it is pigel. Period. Shachad echa min akvasim lechol mimeno lamachar. What happens if I sheft one of the kvasim to eat from it lamachar? Right, not focusing on the shtei halechem, but focusing on the kvasim themselves. So hu pigel v'chadeiro kasher. So in that case, it itself is pigel. That keves that I thought about, right, I have shechita is the matir for it, so that will be pigol, and the other one with it is kasher. Lechol mechaver lamachar shneim ksherim. But to think, if I think about its friend lamachar shneim ksherim, as we'll see in the Gemara, why that is. So it's interesting. The Shita Mukbetzes points out, not here, but back on Daf Yud Gimel, in the second to last line of the Mishnah, if I shecht, or the middle line, if I shecht one of the kfasim to eat from the shlamim, that's called a chatzi matir. But if I shecht one of the kfasim to eat from itself, that's not called chatzi matir. So it says the Shita Mukbetzes, you see that the keves mitzad the lechem is called a chatzi matir, but mitzad itself is called a matir shalim. It's just, that's the Mishnah, but that's the Shita's Ha'ara. It's in the Hosafos on Daf Yud Gimel. V'yesh lomar, t'shachar echam en akvasim lechem en alamachar, lo avi mefaga l'chatzi matir. Shari kol echad ve'echad min akvasim matiris atzmo b'lo chadero. Aval le'inyin heter halechem, ein kol echad ve'echad ki im chatzi matir. So the same item could be both a chatzi matir and a matir shalem, depending on from which perspective we're looking at it from. We're looking at it from the breads, we're looking at it from itself. Right, and because it's matir itself, so it could be a chatzi matir and a full matir. Interesting, important ha'ara of the Shita Mukbetzes. Period. Amar Rav, Vayter in the Gemara Machlokes. When is there a Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about Methagel b'chatzi matir? Rav has a major limit on the Machlokes. Machlokes, Shenasan as a komets b'shtika, v'salavone b'machshava, is only a problem when your pigle thought in half the matir was the second half of the matir. That's when there's a machlokas. Aval nasan akomus b'machshava v'esalavona b'shtika. If I thought about pigel in the first half of the matir and the second half I didn't think anything, so then divrei akol pigel. That's okay because that's not called mefaglan b'chatzi matir. Why? Shekol ha'oseh al das rishonahu oseh. Because you can apply the principle that if you started off with a thought, that thought is dragged with the rest of your action, and therefore it's good enough. It's good enough for pigel. That's a major limitation that Rav holds. The Rabbanan only say ein mefaglan b'chatzi matir if you were only mefagel in the second half of the matir. But if you mefagel in the first half, so then it is good enough. V'shmuel amar, and Shmuel argues, Shmuel amar adayin hu machlokas. No, it's a machlokas even in the other way. Period. The Sfas Emes here wonders, why don't we just ask him? Why don't we just ask him about if he was thinking about pigel in the other part? And the other part of the matir, be'emes ikra inyan, the amar adas vishonu who ose, kashali, dinashayle, im kivin lafagel, the lama lo ye nema, kivin de biyadahu. The name of the Maya Bemis Shiniskavin Lafaga Rakwa Zepligi, he quotes whether you do Adas Vishonu Ose, he says, why don't you just make it clear? Elavadai, the Filo Biki Agamna, Sovarav, Adas Vishonu Ose, the Kasha Atam, it sounds like, what if he says, I wasn't thinking pickle during the second half of the Avoda? Sounds like it would still be pickle. Kali Vishonu Adas Vishonu Ose. Right, it must be, he alludes to this, and the Brisker Rav says of a Farish, that Kali Vishonu Adas Vishonu Ose is not just an umdina, it's not just we're guessing what he was thinking. But halachically, if somebody thinks something in the first half of an avoda, so then we extend that. We extend that. And it's dvarim shebalei veinim dvarim. It doesn't really matter what he says, what he was thinking. It's not just an umdana. It's a halachic category that thinking about the first half is good enough to extend for the second half. Kind of reminds me of the two views of psikresha. Right? How do we view psikresha? Do we say, right, act A, vadai, causes act B, and that's chi asur daraisa on Shabbos. Chi of daraisa, worse than a malach shen suich legufa, which we pass as only pater aval asur. Rabbi Yehuda holds chayah, the Rama holds chayah, but most rishonim hold like Rabbi Shimon pater. But what about psik reisha? I have kavanah for act A, but I'm chayah for act B. So why is that? So the chakira or balchana quotes the beginning of Subas is, well, maybe kavanah for A is ki'ilu you had kavanah for B also, because it's vaday going to happen. So it's ki'ili yad kavana for B. Is that what you look, how you view it? Or, no, kavana for A is enough. But the acts are connected. And if the acts are connected, kavana for A is enough to be mechayev you for B. Because it's maisim mitzurafim, and yad kavana for half of it, and that's good enough. So here too, you could ask a similar type of question. If I have kavana for part A, and kala osa das vishonu hu osa. So is that extending the kavana? And what if the guy screams and says, I had no idea that the second part was going to happen, but still it was psikresha. Hey, you should have known. It's not exactly the same, but it's comparable. Again, that's could be enough. Again, we don't only have it for averos, right? We have it for mitzvahs too. Kala vishonu das vishonu osa. Right? We know in hilchos tzitzis, different parts of the process of making tzitzis requires lishma, right? Different parts of writing a sefer Torah require lishma. I have to constantly say it over and over again. Osi lishma, osi lishma. No, you do it at the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Tzitzis in Siman Yud Aleph. Dine chute tzitzis. Hachutin tzarech sheyu tivuyim lishman. The threads of the tzitzis have to be threaded, made into threads lishman. V'yayesh machmirin afil lenafs on lishman. And some say even the niputs, even the separating the fibers to make them able to become threads, right? The earlier even have to be done lishman v'aminag lahakal b'niputz. But the minag is to be makeup by niputz only mitviya ve'elach. Again, most of us aren't doing the niputz. We're not getting the raw wool and making it into threads. But that's the Shulchan Aruch that says by the tviya has to be lishma. And what does that mean? It continues the Shulchan Aruch. She yomar b'tchilas hativui. Shehu osel kein l'shem tzitzis. Right, you have to say, have a kavana, that the threading is going to be done l'shem tzvisis. V'imloha yutvuyin l'shman psulin. If they're not tavui l'shma, it is pasul. It is pasul. And the Mishnah Berurah here quotes the Prima Gadim. V'day bazeh afilu l'yom ha'achra. You say it b'tchila. You say it at the beginning. Right? You shouldn't just think it. But that's good enough. Once the process started, it's good enough. D'stama su l'shma koi d'chala osa al das rishona osa. The Mishnah Berurah here, quoting the Pirmei Gadim, quotes our yesod. D'chala rishona, you start with that. That is good enough. And that's why anybody who threads their own sitzes into the beged, they always say, l'shem mitzvah sitzes. You don't have to say that every second. Somebody's baking matzahs. L'shem mitzvah matzah. So you can repeat it during. But again, the Ikar Adin, d'chala rishona al das rishona hu osa. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Rav says, again, limiting the Machlokas of Mefaglin Bechatzi Matar is only if you have the thought in the second part, but if they had a pigle in the first part, the Rabbanan agree, and Shmuel says, no, it's still a Machlokas. And we're going to have a couple of questions on Rav. Yosef, Rav of Kamalal Hashmaitza, Rav said this over. Say, Isir, Rav Achabar Rav Lerahuna Lerava. Rav Huna asks Rava Akasha on Rav, Bamed Varmamurim. So we're going to have a couple of brises here where we don't quote the first part of the brisa. So that's why Rashi on each of the Bamed Varmamurims clues us in what's the case we're talking about. So here Rashi says, when do you say Bamed Ramamurim, do we think that the avoda of a kometz could be mefagel? When you're doing something with a kometz, it is pigol, and it's not called chatzi pigol. Bekemitza ubematan kliyu behilach. By three out of the four avodos of a mincha, by three out of the four avodos, the Braisa seems to say, there is no parallel by the lavona. Right? You don't do a kemitza by the lavona. You don't do Kabbalah Bekli by the Lavona. So by all the avodos of a mincha that do not have a parallel by the Lavona, that's going to be called a whole matir. That's not going to be called half a matir. So that's why, Bamed Ramurim, when do we say the Rabbanan agree that there's pigol in just which avoda? By kmitza, by putting the kmitza into the kli, and by hiluch. Right, so then that's full. Aval balo la haktara, but by haktara, so that's where there's a parallel. You burn mak to the kometz and you're mak to the lavona. So that's where there's going to be a machlokas. A balo la haktara, nasan as a kometz bishtika ves lavona b'machshava. Right, that's already the problem because you're doing it later on b'machshava. As a kometz b'machshava ves lavona bishtika, may omer piga b'chayavon lav kares, v'cham omer in bal kares at shifaga b'chalamatir. So the Braisa says there's only pigol, there's only a machlokas by the haktara avoda, the fourth, but not the first, second, and third. But what do you see? The Braisa gives the example of either order. Either order. You think pigol first, you think pigol second. It's kashan raf. Ktani mia, it says, in the nothing is a komets, but machshav es lavona b'shtika. U pligi. See, there's a machlokas even by a case where he had the pigol thought first. So, hey, according to Rav, there shouldn't be a machlokas. Kala Rishona, Aldas Rishona hu Ose. Kasha. So the Gemara answers, Ema Vikfar Nasanas Lavona Bishtika Meikara. Reread the Braisa. It doesn't mean then you then put the Lavona. It means you have already put the Lavona earlier Bishtika. Says the Gemara State Shuvas Badavar. Two kashas on that. Chada Dino Kamaisa. If that's the case, that's exactly the same case as the first line of the Braisa. The Od Hatanya. We have an explicit other Braisa that says the word Acharkach. Right, acharkach. So you can't change the order. So Rav says, okay, maybe the Braisa is talking about a different ukimta. Tirgama Rav Chanina bebeis deos. Maybe we're talking about two kohanim that were involved. One kohen was involved in the kemitza of the, one is involved in the haktara of the kometz, one was involved in the haktara of the lavona, so you can't say kol ha'ose, adas rishono ose by two people. Right, that's not going to work. And that's why Rav would agree that there's a machlokas here when there's two people. Only when is there no machlokas? Only when there's one person and kol rishona aldas rishona who oset. So you can't apply that principle. There are other principles also. Tosfos in Ksubos and Daf Yud Ches discusses you can't apply migu by two different people. Right? If two different people are trying to apply a migu, you can't know that both of them are thinking the same thing. Again, it's not exactly the same, but it's a similar idea that sometimes, if we could have halachic assumptions about thoughts, you can't always do that. Here, two different people about one process. There, two different people about a parallel process. Or right, they could have said a different taina by migo, but still, that you can't apply it by two people. That's context number one. Tashma. Let's try again. Kasha on Rav. Just keep in mind, again, just to remember for Ahmed Beis, this Braisa just said, there's only one out of the four avodos have a parallel kometz and lavona, right? Only the haktara. By the kmitza, kabbalah bakli, and the halacha, there's no parallel. The Gemara will ask, isn't there a halacha by lavona too? Don't you also have to bring that to the mizbeach? So the Gemara will get to that about the Shem Anam Beis. But Tashma, first let's continue. Says the Gemara, Bamed Ramamurim. So what's this, Bamed Ramamurim? So again, Rashi as in, Rashi's our greatest Rebbe. Bamed Ramamurim, when do we say that if I think pigol during only one of the matnas dam, it's pigol? That's only b'damim hanitan al mizbeach achitzon. That's only by dam that's put on the mizbeach achitzon where one matana is all that's ma'akev. That was the first mission, if you remember, in Perek Beishamai, in the fourth Perek in Zvachim. Beishamai said maybe two b'chatas, but we pass like Beishilel. One matana is all that's needed li'ikuva. And remember, we mentioned a few days ago that Zrikas Adam are all called matanos in the Torah. And the ones on the paroches are called hazoyos. If you remember. But even the matanas on the mizbeach inside are called matanas. Anyway, so this also fits in what we're about to do. When is one good enough for pigol? The matanas on the mizbeach achitzon. Aval damim hanitanin al mizbeach apnimi. By the dam that's put on the mizbeach inside kigon. Mem gimel shol yom kippurim. The 43 matanos of Yom Kippur. How do you get 43? Rashi works it out. Right, we have the 8 on the aron. Right, achas the mal of sheva lamata, achas achas viachas. So we have 8 on the aron. We have the exact same 8 towards the paroches. That's 16. And then we have, for 16 inside, you have the dam of the par and the dam of the sa'ir. So it's 16 inside, and then another 16 parallel to the paroches outside. That's 32. Then you have 4 on the karnos and mizbeach, 36. And then you have 7 on the middle of the top of the mizbeach hazav. That's 43. Right, that's how you get 43. And then, so the 43, those 43, where each one is ma'akev. 43, then, or v'achas esrei shel par kohen mashuach, the 11 of the par kohen gadol, that's again 7 on the paroches and 4 on the mizbeach. But that's not in the Kodesh Kadashim. V'achas esrei shel par halam davar shel tzibur, right, those 11, same 11, so by all of those, so then you have to be mefagel in, well, let's see, pigal beimber rishon beimber shliya beimber shlishis. Remeir says if you think pigal by any of them, v'remeir omer, pigal v'chayev alav kareis, because he owes mefagel b'chatzi matir. The Chum Omri mean b'kar, it says she yifagel b'chala matir. And again, the Chum say, you have to be mefagel in all 43. Right? In all of them. And yifagel b'chala matir. So says the Gemara, one second. K'tani miya. You see again, the Brisa says, pigel, bein barishona, bein b'shnia, bein b'shlishis. It says if you're mefagel in any of the sets, even the later ones, and still, I'm sorry, even the earlier ones, even if you did it in Beim Barishona, according to Rav, the Chum would agree there, that Kala Roshona, Kala Osa, that's Rishona, Osa, there shouldn't be a Machlokas there. Upligi, so it's another Kash on Rav, because again, according to Rav, everybody should agree here that it's Befagel, Becholamatir. If you want to say, maybe here too, we're talking about two different Kohanim that did it. So the Gemara says, that only works according to the opinion that you're allowed to have a different Kohen. What happens if the Kohen Gadol becomes pasul in the middle of the Avodah? Could you just have another Kohen Gadol take over where he's up to? Or does he have to start again with his own cow? So if he could take over, then fine. That's a good answer. But if he's going to have to start again with his own cow, then you're never going to have a new kimta of two different people. So Michael Amemar, so then you're back to the question on Rav. So Amar Rava, Hakamai Eskinon, when it says, Bein Zeh, it means, Kagon Shepigal Barishona, Vishasak Bishnia, Upigal Bishlishis. You thought about Pigal during first and third section. So what's the Svara? So the Rav would agree that in that case, the Rabbanan would say that it's Mefaga B'chatzi Matir. Why? The Amrinan, Isal Gataita Kala Osa, Das Rishonu Osa. Because if he really holds of that Yisod, Meheder Pugi B'shlishas Lamali. Why is he thinking Pigal in part 3? He thought it in part 1, that should be good enough. If he thinks it in part 3, he's undermining the principle of Kala Rishona, Das Rishonu Osa. And therefore, Rav would say, I would agree in that case. I'm not talking about that case. So Maskal Ravashi, Midi Shasak Tani. Rav says, but it doesn't say Shasak in the Brisa. Very hard to make that ukimta. Ella Amar Avashi, this is what you could say. Hachamai Eskina Kagon Shepigel Barishona Ubishnia. Nishona Ubishnia. Da Amrinan. We take out that word of Bishlishis. If you thought about it in the first and second, so that's where we say. The Amrinan is Saka Daitach. Kala Osa. That's Rishona Uosa. Medipugli Bishnia Lamali. Again, why are you rethinking it? So again, Rav would say that I still hold my Yesod, that Kala Rishona, Das Rishona, Hu Ose, would work, and the Rabbana would agree in that case. But here, you've undermined it, because why do you think it in part two? It must be that he's not using that principle. So again, the Gemara says, doesn't fit into the words, Va'bein bein tani, says, bein zeh, sounds like you're doing the same thing in all three. So Kasha, so we end off that price as a Kasha on Rav. Again, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, about the Machlokas Rav Meir and the Chachamim, and we end up with the Kasha on Rav. Period. Amar Mar, let's go back to a comment that was just in the Brisa. Amar Mar, B'meir, Omer, Meir held that if you only thought Pigel during some of the Avodas Pnim, 43 Zrikas, 43 Azayas, if you only thought Pigel in some of them, that's good enough. Pigel v'chayev anav karis. So ask the Gemara now a Kasha, which Rashi says we have to work out why isn't this a kasha on all pigel. I think we mentioned this Rashi somewhere in Zachar. So Michdi, one second. Kariz l'machayev adji akuv v'kol ha'matirin. Right, we know that until you finish the entire avodah b'kashrus, there's no pigel. Da'amar mar yeiratzeh. Karatzoas kasher, kacharatzoas pasol. As we have this limud back in Zachim. Right, we compare pigel to a perfect avodah. Just like a perfect avodah, my artzoas kasher, ashiyikriv v'kol ha'matirin. Just like a perfect avodah is not kasher until you've done the entire avodah b'kashrus, afartzas pasul, achi yikvu kal matirin. So the artzas pasul doesn't work until everything else is perfect besides pigol. But I ask the Gemara, but wait a minute. According to Rabbi Meir, if you think pigol in the first part of the avodah, it's already pigol. So why is the rest considered yakriv kal matirin? V'hai, kivan d'chashe b'bifnim, paslei. Once you already started thinking about something wrong in the beginning of the avodah when you went in, it's already pasul. Kimadi behechal. Let's say you think pigol in the Kodesh Kodashim. So when you come out and do the next part of the avodah in the heichal, maya ba'amahu d'kamadi. Then the whole thing is already ruined. It's already nifsal, isn't it? And therefore, why should you be chayv pigol? Why should that be considered yakriv hamater kimitzvaso? Haven't you already ruined it? Fine if you think pigol in the last section of the avodah, according to Rabbi Meir, then fine, that's okay, because up till now it was kosher. According to the Rabbanan, you have to think pigol during the entire avodah for it to be called pigol. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's already pigol during par one. So then, why is the rest of it considered yakriv kolamatirin? Rashi notes, why don't you ask this on every case of pigol? Once you've thought about pigol in any part of the process, the whole thing should be ruined. Rashi says, because at least in every other case of pigol, you've already done and completed a whole avoda. You've done shchita. You've done zrika. You've done something. Here, it's a long hazaya. It's a long one avoda that makes it different. That's why it's different. So either way, I asked the Gemara, so why is it a problem? So Amar Rabba. So again, a big ukimta, it must be 2 days. Rabba has an ukimta. Amar Rabba mishkachas la barba parim barba seirim. Maybe Rabbi Meir only holds that it's pigol in this process if you have different people, right? Different animals, right? The blood of the animal that you're using spilled out. You use the par for the Kodesh Kodashim and then the rest of it spills out. So you have to get a new cow to use the blood for the heichal. So you keep switching. So you've done pigol in the entire animal each time. It's spilled out in each one. That's a major limitation. Rava Amar, no. Rava says the more basic, fundamental answer, Afilu Tema Par Echad V'Sar Echad Lifgulei Maratzi. This is the Chiddush of Pigol. Right? This is how Pigol works. You're not going to say, oh, how can it be Pigol if you already mefagled it up in the first part of the Avodah? This is Pigol. This is the Chiddush of Pigol, according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, the Achi Yakrif Komatirin means it didn't have any other problem. Any other type of machshava haposelis. But obviously, if it had pigol, that doesn't ruin it, because we're talking about pigol, and that's exactly what is being discussed in this case. Good. The Gemara also reflects the fact that even if before it becomes pigol, it's still tainted somehow. It's still tainted somehow. It reflects that in the question. The Ola Shlomo here quotes Achronim, the Mishnah Malach has a suffix about that the carbon is already nifsal during the talich of pigol. It just doesn't reach the pigol stage. Right? What if somebody eats it before it becomes pigol? Right? Is that going to be a carbon kasher? Or do you violate me'ila there? Is it already nifsal? That's a nafkamina. Period. Okay, just going back to the numbers we mentioned earlier. Our boy Mishalosh, we mentioned 43 azayos of the Karban of Yom Kippur. V'hatanya, the avodah of Yom Kippur. V'hatanya bar v'sheva. We have another bracha that says it's 47, not just 43. Lokasha hakamad amar ma'arvin lekranos. Hakamad amar e ma'arvin. What's the machlokas? Whether you're ma'ariv, the dam of the par and the sa'ir, before you put it on the corners of the mizbeach hazav. So if you don't, that's an extra four. That's an extra four. Good. V'yotanya arbon v'shmona. Right, we have an extra one, 48. Another brisa. Lo kasha hakamanda amar shirayim ma'akvin. Hakamanda amar shirayim lo ma'akvin. If you say the shirayim are ma'akev, that could also be considered one of the process, and therefore you'd get 48. Period. Ibo elohu. Pigol b'halacha mahu. We mentioned this, what we just alluded to before. What if somebody is mefagel in the holacha of the komets? Is that called chatzi matir or not? Because, what's the issue? There's a halacha of Lavona too. And that, remember our mission is talking about the Komets and the Lavona. That's the team Matir. So, Haktara of both of them, right? That's a problem. So the Rabbanan say, Haktar, if I'm mefagel during the Haktara of the Kometz, that's only Chatzi Matir. That's a machlokas. If I think pigle during the Kemitza and the Kabbalah Bakli, that's full Matir. Halacha is the tricky one, because Halacha, there is a parallel, or is there? That's the machlokas. Pigle balacham out. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, right, the Rashi adds in a word, pigle balachas Kometz, my. He adds in a word to the Girsa. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha ki Kemitza. Rabbi Yochanan says Halacha is like Kemitza, meaning there is full pigle. It's not called Chatzi Matir. Rish Lakish Amar Halacha Kaktara. No, Rish Lakish is Halacha like Kaktara. And therefore it would only be called a Chatzi Matir. So Bishlam El Rish Lakish Ikanami Halacha de Lavona. I understand Rish Lakish. You take the Lavona to the Mizbeach, just like you take the Koma to the Mizbeach. So we understand the Halacha could be called a Chatzi Matir. El Alur Rabbi Yochanan, my time. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say it's like Kemitza? It's independent. Amar Rava Ksava Rabbi Yochanan. It must be the Rabbi Yochanan holds Kol Avoda She'ena Materes. In any avoda that you don't need to do to be matir, like the halacha, why? You could just do it right next to the mizbeach. And we said back in the first parak of Zvachim, halacha might be not called an avoda because you don't need to do halacha. You could do the kibitza right next to the mizbeach. So any avoda that you don't need is not called part of the matir, and therefore avoda chashuvah hi lefagel ole b'fnei atzma. And therefore it's called independent. It's not called part of the matir. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, in a chinami, you might have a holacha of the Lavona, but you don't need to have a holacha of the Lavona, so you can't call that part of the matir. So holacha of the pigle during the holacha of the kometz is also in b'chola matir. Armalei Abaye, is that really true? Armalei Abaye, v'hari shchita zechem en akvasim. What about the shchita of one of the sheep on Shavuos? The avoda she'ena matirasa, that's not an avoda that's matir. Why? Rashi says, it's the zrika really that's matir. Not the shechita. The zrik is matir the shel lechem. Upligi. So you see something that's not really part of the matir, and still there's a machlokes there. The rabbanan say that's only called chatzi matir. Ditnan, our Mishnah. Shach alechem nekvasim lechol shel chalos lemachar. Heit rechem nemazich lechol shnir sudam lemachar. Remeir omer pigo vachayav and alvkares. Lacham omer mein bakor. The shivaga b'chol matir. Question mark. So how could you say that if something is not really needed for the matir, it's not called Chatzi Matir, according to the Rabbanon. Here, Shechit is not needed for the Matir. It's a preparatory stage. The Zrika is the Matir, and yet there's a Machlokas. So Gemara says, no, come on, you can't compare that to the whole Lacha case. Amar Lei, Mi Savris Lechem Etaner Kadosh. Do you think, when does the bread of the Lechem Apanim, or the Shtiyah Lechem, when does it become sanctified? In the oven? Shechitas Kvasim Mekachale. The Shechita is significant and sanctifies it. You're right, the shechita doesn't directly matir. It's the zrika that matirs. But the shechita does accomplish something very crucial. And that's mekadesh the lechem. So that's good enough also to be called chatzi. That's good enough to be called part of the process. And therefore the rabbanan say, you have to have pigol in both parts of the shechita. Not in one part of the shechita. Not only shechita's keves echad, or else it will be called a chatzi matir. Period. Let me ask you something from a totally different context. We know that Karban Pesach has to be shechted with a lot of good kavanas for people who are going to eat it, for people who are circumcised, for people who are young enough to eat a kezayis. So what happens? Acher moment. So we paskin differently. But the Brisa says, Acher moment, hiktim ulam arelim, if I first think about circumcised people, and then arelim kosher, hiktim arelim lamulam pasul. Again, that's called chatzi matir, even though it's only by the shechita, not by the zrika. So why should you say that that's a machlokas? Again, according to you, what's the whole question? You came up with the yesod, Rabbi Yochanan. Your whole yesod is that halacha is considered separate and independent because you don't need it for the matir. So here also you don't need it for the matir. So it shouldn't be a machlokas according to you. So Amalei, similar to what we just said, Mi Savr is Dam but Savr Behema Kadosh. Does the Dam in the neck of the animal become fully sanctified right when you say it's a karban? No. Dam Sakin Makachale. The Shechit itself sanctifies it. Vabalakadesh Kabbalah Hatr Dami. And again, if something does something so crucial like sanctifying the blood, you say it's Ke'ilu is being Matir also. It has that importance, and therefore the Rabbanim would say it's looked at as an avoda that's Ki'ilu, it's matir, and therefore only being mefagel on half of that is not going to be good enough for pigle. Tashma, next. Bamed Ramurim. Again, next kasha on, we'll see who this one is on. Bamed Ramurim. When do you say that you could be a mefagel in the Kometz, Bekmitza, Ubamatan Kli, Ubehiluch? There it is, 3 out of 4. Beferish, so my love Hiluch Daktara. Isn't that Beferish, Hiluch of Aktara? And therefore now there's a kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says you cannot be mefagel in that. So lo, Hiluch Dematan Kli. It means after you did the Kometz, now you're looking for a Kli to put the Kometz in. Not the holacha to the Mizbeach. You're looking for a Kli to put the Kometz in. Say, Ihachi, really? Bematan Kli u Behiluch? Behiluch Matan Kli mi boile. Then it's out of order. The Hiluch should be before the Matan Kli. Holo Kasha, Tani Yachi, fine, switch it. Switch the order. The Gemara says, no, but still, Balo la Haktara, Balo la Halacha mi boile. Right? If the Avoda that you're up to is the Halacha, it should say Balo la Halacha, not Balo la Haktara. Holo Kasha, no, that's also not a problem. Kivan da Halacha, Tzara Haktara hi, Kari le Haktara. It says Haktara, but it means Halacha and Haktara. So the Gemara says, Ela Nasan, next three words are taken out, Ela Nasan, Holach mi boile. Holacha should be mentioned somewhere if it is has a different halacha. So kasha, so again, we don't answer that. So twice today we've left shitas and kashas. It's not tuftas, but it's kasha, and they have to work it out. Either way, machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish about the halacha. Good, a little bit more. Hikdir, shumshum, lechol, shumshum. What if I'm being mocked here? Right, the kometz with kavana to eat the shirayim, but I do it little by little. I take a sesame seed size of kometz, I makter it, and I think pigle about a sesame side of the size of the shirayim, and I keep going. Another sesame side, little by little by little. Hikdur shumshum lechol shumshum ashakala kometz kulo until the whole thing. Rav Chizda, Rav Hamnun, Rav Sheshes, three way machlokas. Chad amar pigle, chad amar pasul, chad amar kasher. So what's this machlokas about? So lema, maybe this machlokas is about chatzi mefagel. Lema, mandam or pigel, the one who says pigel is kribeir, because a little shumshum size is like a chatzi matir. Mandam or pasul kurabanan, they see it's pasul durabanan. Zero, mandam or kasher kurebi. And the one says kasher is like Rebbe, like we had a couple of days ago. Rebbe says there's no zera durabanan in certain cases. So maybe that's the goof of the machlokas. Gemara says no. You don't have to say that. This case is different than all the cases. Mimai, Dilma, Ad Kalan Kabar Remeir Hasam. When does Remeir say that Mifagel Bachatzi Matir is okay? El Dechishe B'Shiura. You at least thought about an entire significant shear. Aval Haka Dolochasha B'Shiura Lo. But maybe Remeir here would agree it's not Pigol. You thought about such a tiny little bit each time? Maybe it's not Pigol. V'Ad Kalan Kabar Rabbanan Hasam. And when does Rabbanan say it's not Pigol? El Dechishe B'Bekula Matir. Well, you didn't think about something during the whole matir. But here, cumulatively, avalhacha, once you're done, techishiv lebekula matir, achanami de pagil. Meaning just the opposite. Maybe Rameir would say this is not pigil. Maybe the Rabbanim would say this is pigil. V'yakon lakamar Rebbe hasam, when does Rebbe say there, el adlo hadar mal yameos avoda? Well, you never finished. You didn't do the whole avoda. Avalhacha, the hadar mal yameos avoda, achanami de pasul. Maybe Rebbe would agree that this sold to Rabbanim in this case. So it's not parallel. You can't say it's exactly our shita. El mandam repigol devri akol, mandam repasol devri akol, mandam rekasher devri akol. It could fit into any of the shitos, and we explain mandam repigol devri akol. If you say it's pigol, why? Ksaver derech achila bekach, derech aktor bekach. People eat slowly. People burn things slowly. So doing little by little is not something unusual. So it's a regular case of pigol. You just did it slowly, slow motion. It's like in slow motion. Umandam our pasul, divri akol. Why, what's the svar to say pasul? Kasavar, derech achila bakach. People eat slowly. People eat very slowly. They derech akhtar bakach. But people don't burn things so slowly. So therefore, the avoda is messed up. The avoda is messed up. But, v'havi kavila kamincha shlo huktura. It's like you didn't do the avoda properly, so it's a pasul karban. Period. Umandam our kasher, according to the one who says kasher, divri akol, kasavar, derech akhtar bakach, vein derech achila bakach. You did the avoda perfectly, right? The avoda perfectly, but you know people don't eat like this, and therefore the whole machshava doesn't make sense. So you just forget the machshava. So it's not a good machshava. It's a good avoda, and period. The carbon is kosher. So this issue in this case, it's not totally on our issue of mefagel b'chatzi matir or not. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue tomorrow's daf as we switch from Hakometz Zuta to Hakometz Rava. That'll be Hashem tomorrow.